What's going on? It's your boy Mixmaster B here live from the MMB Radio Studios for the MMB Radio Podcast, where no topic is too big or too small. We talk about them all, and on this episode of the podcast, I have a woman who has a career that spans over 15 years, quite a long time. Tells you that she's got a lot to do, and she's been doing it for quite a while, and she's been doing it very well. Not only is she a cam girl, but she has also been nominated for AVN's favorite cam girl. She'll be your favorite cam girl by the end of this, I promise you that. She interacts with all of her fans to her cam shows, and there's so much other stuff we want to talk about today. So I want to welcome her in right now. Dahlia is dopey. Dahlia, what's going on? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. Love the introduction.
Yeah, and I call you Dahlia. And it's funny because when I see the name and I'm like, Dahlia is dopey, do you just go by Dahlia? Is it like a whole full thing? Because I've seen it's all spelled out as like one long name. Like, are you cool with just being called Dahlia? People call me dopey all the time. But, you know, that's probably not because I'm their favorite cam guy.
So I do go by Dahlia. I've had a few different names that involve Dahlia. I had Dahlia Lux. I had a Dahlia's Dope, which I still use sometimes. I've had Dahlia's Dopey. Dahlia Does Dope. Dahlia's Nerdy.
Dahlia's Sleepy, Doc, Bashful, Happy, and all the other seven dwarfs.
Yep, Snow White is actually one of my favorite Disney movies, so.
There it is. Told you we're on the same wavelength already. So I mentioned 15 years in the business of doing camming, and it's kind of crazy when you stop and think about it, because a lot of people really started getting big into camming, you know, within the last couple years. You know, the pandemic made everybody just like flip on a camera and was like, hey, fuck it, I'm just going to start doing cam shows and everything. But you're like, I don't want to say this in a disrespectful way, but you're like OG status, 15 years. How did you get started doing something like camming?
So I was actually in college, you know, general statement that a lot of cam girls have, you know, made. I was in college. I needed to pay some bills. And then I actually had two friends who worked on the website StreamAte at the time. And they told me they were making money and they were happy and they made their own time schedules. And I, you know, did arts and crafts online and different things of that nature. So I just started and I never really walked away. I think I had about a 1 year break where I had some personal stuff happen and I had to just work part time. And then I just went back to being an office manager. And I just realized it was a freaking nightmare.
Sounds like a boring job.
It is. Basically, my job was to fire people in the office. Ooh. And order supplies.
Ooh. I mean, ordering supplies probably is kind of cool. I mean, you could surf like on Amazon and shit, look at some other cool stuff you may want. But firing people, yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. It was not my favorite period of time. So I came back. I love what I do. I have a lot of fun. I am not typically the same as a lot of cam girls. A lot of girls are very sexual. I am not. I'm more of like a girlfriend experience, but a real girlfriend experience where these poor, poor individuals are just stuck with me.
Being stuck with you is not a bad thing. And that's one of the cool things is that when I told people you were going to be coming on the podcast, I got a lot of positive feedback, like the fan base and the following that you have over the 15 years, because you have that kind of, you know, down to earth kind of like chick next door. Because I know you're a big gamer. We're going to talk about that as well. And you've also created some games. But before we get into all of that stuff, like getting into webcamming. So most people, you know, they just kind of like do like a Google research on it. You said you had friends that got into it, but you also did modeling. So did the modeling become the first thing like that kind of just transition into the camming, or did you just jump right into the camming?
No, I was doing camming before I was doing modeling.
Okay. And how what's that transition like? Because I mean, I stop and I think about it and like, I don't know if I could just get in front of a camera. Like, was there any kind of anxiety, butterflies, kind of like weird feelings like, all right, this is like, this shit's about to be real. It's about to be out there for the world to see. Does that go through your mind? Or like when you get to do a show, do you just kind of just have like that athlete's mentality where you're locked in the zone, it's game time?
I would say it's closer to locked in. It's game time, more so. I do a lot of like hanging out, so it makes it very easy. Like I can wear cuter outfits, but I don't necessarily feel as self-conscious as like some people would feel in that. But also, I've been doing this for 15 years. When I first started, I definitely had anxiety every time I got online. Anytime that you have a bad night or you have a few bad nights in a row, you automatically assume that it goes directly with your self-worth, which can be like a very dark thing about, you know, my industry. A lot of people like focus on all like only the positives. And there are so many positives to what I do, and I love my job, but there are definitely negatives that go along with it that sometimes people don't think about. Because, you know, if you have four or five bad nights in a row, it's you selling yourself to people. It's sales of your personality. So then you're like, well, what did I do wrong? Like, why don't these people like me? And it takes a long time, I think, once you start to really get to that point where you just don't give a fuck anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, if they don't like me, they don't like me. That's their own, like, problem.
Yeah, that's their prerogative. I mean, I feel like a lot of people can say that about anything that they do, you know, no matter what profession you're in. If you have like a bad couple of days at work, yeah, that self-doubt starts to creep into your head. But then when you get to that mentality where you're just like, you know what, fuck it, I don't really care, it's like a liberation, you know what I mean? It's like a freedom that a lot of people can't get to that point. You see so much, like you said, negativity online. It's such a cutthroat world out there. Social medias and everybody doing things for clicks and clout and likes and, you know, everything. I always tell people, it's like the internet isn't real. But the fact that you've been able to just kind of maintain that fan base where you're just very chill, kind of just hanging out with people. But have you ever felt any kind of pressure like to compete with other people now that camming has become more mainstream?
The more awards that I get nominated for and the more active things that I do, like tip wars, that's when I feel that pressure. Because like being nominated last year, being nominated this year, it's like suddenly people are looking at you and suddenly people are thinking she deserves it or she doesn't deserve it. And it can be so, so scary. But when it just comes to like normal me getting online, like I will play Sims for 4 hours in like my dirty pajamas and men will still show up. So
there's a fetish for everything, I tell people.
Everything in the world.
Now, speaking of games, we're going to talk about the gaming, but you also are a creator of your own games. So kind of tell me, first off, some of these games you've created, what they're all about, and what other future games you have in the works, because you play some games with your viewers.
Yeah, so I actually have this card game that I created for myself that I want to make, you know, on a larger scale. But it's called Truth or Tokes, was the original name, but it's four different styles. It's Truth or Tokes, Truth or Squats, Truth or Sips, or Truth or Spanks. And basically, it's a never have I ever situation, but the questions are all geared towards the industry. So it'll be like, never have I ever worked on this website, or never have I ever done this on cam, never have I ever had an orgy, never have I ever done this. So each time that, you know, you have done it, instead of, you know, just drinking every single time, you can do a squat for cam, because there are certain people who don't want to drink, or there are certain people who don't smoke. But that's actually the newest game that I'm working on. And I love it. And so far with everybody that I've played it with, has had a really, really good time. So I'm hoping to do that. I've also been working on a tarot deck that is entirely, industry based. So it's all real life models who have, you know, worked with me and worked with this artist, Arena Artie. You can find her on Twitter or anywhere that you look. She has the same name, but it's Arena Artie. Her work is amazing. So we're working on a tarot deck set, which is, completely just based off of the models. So that's something that I'm really excited about, because there are, so many models and so many normal people who just, enjoy tarot decks. But, we don't have any representation in that. You can go out and you can find mermaid decks, and you can find Lord of the Rings decks or Game of Thrones decks, or, I've seen dog tarot decks, but I've never seen, the industry represented, mm-hmm. and not represented with real models.
Yeah. I mean, they have decks for everything. I mean, you could probably go find a fucking Hello Kitty one. I mean, it's just like, you could find everything. So that's pretty cool. Now, where do you get the creative ideas to come up with things like this? Because a lot of people that do camming, and there's probably people out there listening that do camming, they find they have struggles getting ideas. They, like you said, it's very cutthroat. It's very competitive out there. Without giving away so much of your success ideas, what is some of the things you say that some of these people that are finding ways of growing an audience, what they could do?
Oh, see.
I mean, I guess you got to find your niche too. Like, that's the hard thing. You can't really tell someone how to find their niche of what they're into.
I go for quality over quantity. A lot of models want to go for quantity. They want 50 guys, 100 guys, 300 guys in their room. I have, 10 or 15 truly solid guys that will come every single time that I get online. So I think that it's because I always act like myself. Like, if I'm sad that day, am I going to kind of fuck up and, be a little bit more positive? Yes, but I'm still going to be honest about who I am that day. Or if I'm really happy, or I'm really excited about something, or I've got a really new interest, just be exactly who you are. Don't let yourself be convinced that you have to be sexual 100% of the time, or that you have to pretend to like things that you don't like. Just, there's a fetish for everyone. Mm-hmm. And you'll find it. And it might take you a few years, and it might take you, you might find someone who is great and you can make a ton of money off of them, and then they disappear. Well, a new person's going to come across eventually. Just keep putting your hours in, and never stop putting your hours in.
And one of the things I always wonder too is, so when you're doing these things, do people, can they do requests? Can they, do you get any kind of private one-on-one encounters with fans?
I don't do privates and customs. That's just me in particular. I don't get them done in a fast enough manner. I enjoy being online, and I enjoy doing fun activities while I'm online. But the minute that I get offline, it takes me a month and a half to make one custom video. So I just don't even give them the option. And I try to explain it as nicely as possible, where I'm like, it's not what you want. It's nothing to do with your fetish. It's nothing to do with you as a person. I just don't want to make somebody wait 2 months for me to get a custom video. And then with privates a lot too, because I am who I am, I can't flip it on. Guys, guys will go in, they'll be in there for 1 minute and be pop pussy. And I'm like, okay, well, 10 minutes ago I was painting online. So what do you want from me, sir?
It's like, it's just a click of a button. It just happens.
Yes. I'm 1 minute I'm making terrible Bob Ross paintings, and the next minute somebody's telling me to put it in my butt. Well, guess what, sir? Nothing's going in this butt.
We're going to paint some pretty, pretty clouds here, and then we're going to stick something up your butt. It's not a great transition. but, I mean, again, it's a testament to having such a unique and appreciative, loyal fan base, is because you do give them, although you don't do privates, you are giving them that quality over the quantity aspect. But some of the things that I wanted to note here, because a lot of fans know that you have some other interests and hobbies in the business or outside of the business, and one of them is horror movies. And I must have got about 10, 15 people that were like, ask her what her favorite horror movie is and like what makes a great horror movie in her eyes. So, stage is yours. I mean, how did we become such a big horror movie fan?
My parents didn't pay enough attention to what I was watching when I was a child. They basically just let me, my mom always enjoyed horror movies. If we're gonna go with my favorite, if I'm going with like old school, my favorite is Freddy Krueger, 100%. I love the Halloween series. I love the Nightmare on Elm Street series. If we're going with something newer, I really loved Get Out. And there's a new movie. It actually just came out pretty recently, and it had the actor that played Homelander in The Boys. I forget his name off the top of my head, and it also had Lizzie Kaplan in it, but it's called Cobweb, and it's actually very, very good. And if anybody out there is looking for a horror series that's worth a watch, it's only one season, but it's called Marion, and it's on Netflix,
Okay.
and it's all demonic stuff. I'm big into ghosts and demons and stuff. I'm not a zombie person.
Yeah, neither am I. I mean, well, two genres that I'm not big on. I'm not into zombies, and I've never been like into like the witches and Warcraft type things, like the like Harry Potter. I don't even know. I might be even labeling that wrong. I mean, just the wizardry things, like stuff like that, doesn't do anything for me. I know it's not really a horror movie. But those are just two genres of movies that never really appealed to me. But one of the things I also note here is that you are a movie trivia expert. So how like this is what I'm being told. This is what I'm being told. Now, I mean, how in depth is your movie trivia? Is it just kind of like the horror movie genre, or like can you just tell me some weird shit that if I asked you and you gave me an answer, I wouldn't know if it was right or not?
Okay, so if you ask me a question, I might not be able to answer it, but I could give you fun little facts about, for example, have you ever seen Dazed and Confused? That's not horror.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, yes.
So Matthew McConaughey is in that. The reason that Matthew McConaughey is in that movie is because he was at a bar with the talent scout the day before, and they got in a fist fight with, I guess, some other people and got thrown into jail at the time. Or not jail, but overnight drunken, disorderly kind of thing. But the talent scout actually told him to come out to the movie. And that's the reason he was hired. And also, Mila Jovovich ran away with one of the actors from that movie when she was 17 and ran away and got married in the middle of that movie.
So you're almost like a movie Wikipedia.
Yes, for
Okay.
like little things. Like
I can
the
totally attest
movie.
to that though, because I'm that way. Like I tell people all the time, I'm full of like useless knowledge, especially when it comes to like sports. I could tell you all kinds of things about like why a team is named this, what year they were founded, and people are like, "How the fuck do you remember and know all that shit?" I'm like, I don't know, lack of a life. I don't really know. So I mean that's cool though that like that you like have all these little cool tidbits and everything. Now do fans like when you're interacting with you do you get into like really like hot movie discussions? Like do people like ask you like for movie reviews? Are you like movie phone?
Kind of. My followers will definitely watch movies with me, but a lot of what I do is watch really bad movies. I know that sounds insane, but I am out there looking for like I've watched this one movie. It's called Satanic. It actually has the lead girl from Modern Family in it. And they came out with this movie and it has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I've watched this movie like 4 or 5 times.
And it's almost like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 type vibe. You know what I mean? You just kind of like
Yes.
watch this and like just have conversation about it for all the young guys, all the young kids out there that are listening, like, what the fuck is Mystery Science Theater 2000 or 3000? Google it. It's I think they still show it, I think, on some network.
They do.
Do
They
they?
still show it. They get new hosts to do it every few years. They'll actually put movies in theaters. they'll do, and they have another show that they call Riff Tracks, which is newer movies.
I
so
have
it's
seen
like
that.
The Harry Potter.
I have seen that. Yes, I have
seen
that.
That's the same people.
Oh, is it really? See, like,
yeah.
I'm not even going to use Wikipedia anymore. I'm just going to hit you up. I'm just going to, like, when I need to know something really cool, like if I'm, like, out somewhere and I need to impress someone, I'm just be like, yo, Dahlia, tell me some really cool thing about this movie, you know? And then you can just bill me later, you know? It's $1.99 per text, you know?
Well, now, I'm here if you need it.
Well, I appreciate that. See, that's why she has such a successful 15-year-plus career going here. But I also know that you collect comic books, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, so I'm not real big into comic stuff. Like, I watch some of the movies and everything, but, like, what is your most valued and precious piece that you own?
So I own a first appearance of the Green Goblin in Spider-Man, and I also own a giant size X-Men number one, which is where they introduce Colossus, and they introduced Wolverine into the X-Men universe because he had already appeared in a different thing. But it also, it's the first appearance of Magic and a few other characters that are very, like, regularly seen characters. So I can't tell you which is worth more at the moment, if it's the first appearance of the Green Goblin or that one, but they're both my, like, prized possessions.
Now, how often do you purchase comic books? Is it like, see, I have this thing, I got my own kind of vices where, you know, there's things that I'm into that I buy, and I kind of fall down some of those little rabbit holes sometimes and start buying stuff. I'm like, what the fuck am I buying this for? Like, how often do you, and how much do you usually spend? Like, do you have a budget in your head of, like, what I'm going to spend this month or this year on comics?
I'm afraid if I say that out loud, no one will give me money on the internet ever again.
Well, at least they would know where, like, their money's going.
Yeah. But I go probably twice a month, and I have a subscription, but then I'm also in a lot of comic book sales groups on Facebook, so you can see the pieces as they're coming out. I'm currently on the search for a First Namor, which is if you saw Black Panther 2, he was the bad guy in that.
Okay. So if fans are out there listening, you know, they can hit you up on socials. Nice little segue there. Where can they find you at online in case they want to just, you know, like, slide one of these into your hands as a possession?
Oh, my God. I would be their girlfriend forever.
Hold on. Take a note of that. We'll be girlfriend forever if I find... All right, cool. I got you.
So it's dahliasdopey.com or dahliasdope. It depends on what you're trying to get to. But basically, if you Google Dahlia's Dope or Dahlia's Dopey, you'll find either my OnlyFans or my ManyVids or my Free Cams. Currently, I'm running for Favorite Cam Girl on AVN. So if you want to go vote for me, which would be amazing, you can go to avn.dahliaisdopey.com.
And definitely we want to do that. So make sure everybody goes out there and does that voting on that. One other thing I want to talk about, I mean, being a gaming enthusiast. So, I mean, World of Warcraft, like I mentioned, you know, not my forte, but you're into things like that and horror games. What are some of the gamings that you're into? Are you into retro gaming? Are you more new consoles?
I really like The Sims.
Okay.
I play a lot of The Sims with the Wicked Whims patches, which, if you've never played The Sims, it's basically just this game where, like, you control a bunch of characters and they do what you want, but you can download these mods for it. So, like, I can make them have sex.
How often does that happen?
Oh, my God, all the time.
Do you build, like, little porn sets for them and everything? And, like, cause ain't that what, like, Sims are? You can build things, right? Isn't that kind of his, or is that Minecraft? I don't know.
Yes. No, you can build things in Sims. I don't build houses as much, but I do. There's, like, a certain mod where you can make your character a prostitute. So everybody I meet, I will proposition and then have sex with, and that's how I make a living instead of having like a real job.
See, I kind of knew the concept of Sims because I've like heard people say it. I'm like, I feel like I would be so addicted to this game that that's why I've never played it, because I'm like, I just feel like it's just a gateway for me to like never go back to reality. Like, I'm just going to be, you know, creating all these things and having weird shit happen in my real world and opposite in my fake world and then being judged. And, you know, it's, yeah, I feel like it's just a cycle of like craziness that would happen. So, I mean, that's cool though. So you're kind of like, that's breaking news to us. Like, you're letting everybody know that you're like a cyber pimp. You know what I mean? You create little.
Basically,
Yeah, basically.
you can also kill characters, and I like to, you can stab somebody with a giant candy cane, and
Oh.
that's my favorite way to kill people in The Sims.
Oh, okay. So if, you know, you create the little prostitute and she comes back and bitch don't got your money, she's gonna get shanked with a candy cane.
Yep.
Very, very understood. Got the mission. That's awesome though. Now that like do like with Sims, you can have people like it's like interactive. Like you can have other people like interact into your world, or is it just you that controls it?
It's just you that controls it, but you can create different families, and the different families can interact with each other.
Okay. I was gonna say, like, do you have fans like that want to play Sims with you, and like where do you blur that line of like, wait, I've spent 40 hours this week in my reality, virtual reality type world.
So they can't play with me, but they can watch me play. But I do play in some interactive games. Like I play the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game. I play Dead by Daylight, which you can play with other people. There's Phasmophobia, which are all, these are all scary games that you can play with other people. There's this one game called Sons of the Forest where you can play with other people to just kind of build your own, I don't know, community, and you're supposed to build like a house and find things and do all these things, and I just run around and murder my own team the entire time.
Okay. I mean, I'm feeling like there's a lot of like other things going on in your world. You know, there's a lot of like stabbing with candy canes and murdering of people that, you know, I'm afraid to maybe open that can, you know. I don't know how serious of a podcast is going to become. But no, that's very awesome. And that's, I guess other people are listening, these cam girls that are listening right now, they're like reevaluating like their strategy. They're like running out to like get video games and like downloading shit because they're gonna think, man, there's the key to success right there. I just need to be a gamer and watch movies with people.
I mean, it works for me.
Hey, if it works for you, then keep doing it, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So
I'm
what?
happy with my career.
So what other plans and projects and things do you have coming up that you can kind of tease the fans about that are listening?
I have a tip war coming up, and it is a 22-girl tip war. So a tip war, if you don't know what that is, listeners, is a girl will go up against another girl, and whoever makes the most tokens wins that tip war. So we have created teams, and we are all in cheer, like we all bought cheerleading outfits. Like there's a green team, a pink team, and a black and white team, and we will all be competing against each other to see who will win at AVNs.
And there's no murders for anybody who doesn't get the most tips, right?
Nope, there is
Okay.
no murders.
No
There's
candy
only
canes
murders.
involved.
There's only murders if nobody votes for me for favorite cam girl.
Well, like I said, I've been taking notes, you know what I mean? Getting you that comic book so to be my girlfriend forever. Make sure I'm doing votes so I don't get, you know, cut up in the middle of the night with, you know, gumdrops and candy canes and, you know, end up dead on Candyland somewhere. But anything else you want the fans to know before we let you get back to living your awesome kick-ass life?
I love doing this podcast, and I'm very, very happy that you asked me, and I would like to say that to the listeners. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And the Zelle payment will go through. It's usually instantly, you know, for saying nice things. If it doesn't, let me know. I got the Venmo. I'll hook it up. You know what I mean? We'll clear out all that, you know, logistical stuff. But no, we really appreciate you coming on and talking to us, and it's really cool to have gotten to actually know you a little bit more. The fans have been, like I said, hitting me up on socials, and we're like, oh, dude, she's fucking awesome. Like, I can't wait to hear what you guys talk about. And like I said, kudos to you. Make sure everybody goes out there and votes for her and bring that nomination and make it an award to bring home so you can kind of flaunt that on the next vid, you know? Maybe stab people with it, you know, if they, you know, act up or whatever. But no, we appreciate you coming on, and we thank you, and much continued success.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care.
You too. Hi, I'm Dolly Osdopey, your favorite cam girl, and you're listening to Mixmaster B on MMB Radio.